Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley is vowing to compete in Super Tuesday next week when 15 states hold primaries, including Massachusetts. That's despite losing Saturday's primary to former President Donald Trump in her home state of South Carolina. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports on Haley's prospects and Trump's big advantage among Bay State Republicans.
Trump now owns the Republican Party and is also the dominant force among Massachusetts Republicans, who are expected to hand him a victory next Tuesday. But Jennifer Nasur insists this race is not over. Nasur is the former chair of the Massachusetts GOP and heading up Nikki Haley's campaign in the state.
This isn't Trump's party. This is the Republican Party of Massachusetts. And in a democracy, you need to have people running against each other, and there needs to be some opposition.
Haley has now lost four nominating contests in a row, including Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina. And according to a recent Suffolk University poll, among likely Republican primary voters in Massachusetts, Trump leads by 17 points.
What I'm hearing is overwhelming support for President Trump. And not only that, I'm hearing it from Democrats.
Tom Hodgson is the former sheriff of Bristol County and the chair of the Trump campaign in Massachusetts.
I had a guy come up to me the other day and tell me, every one of my family have been Democrats all our lives, but you know what? Every one of us is voting for President Trump.
Maybe so, but statewide, Trump is deeply unpopular. In the last two general elections, he lost Massachusetts to Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden by 2-1 margins. Meanwhile, the former president remains entangled in numerous legal challenges, facing 91 criminal indictments across four federal and state cases. And earlier this month, a New York judge fined him $450 million for legal fraud. Jennifer Nasur says that hardly sets him up for victory in November.
He used $50 million of his campaign funds to pay for his legal fees. He talked about Joe Biden running a campaign from his basement in 2020. Donald Trump is running a campaign from a courtroom in 2024.
Nasur says Trump is still a long way from the 1,215 delegates needed to win the nomination. And even if he wins in Massachusetts, Haley could still do well enough to win delegates. Here's Amy Carnevale, the chair of the state Republican Party.
Massachusetts is an important state for Nikki Haley to compete in, because if Donald Trump is kept to under 50% of the electoral vote, then our delegates will be awarded on a proportional basis.
There's another way Massachusetts could help Haley. Along with most of the other Super Tuesday states, Massachusetts allows unaffiliated voters, the state's largest block of voters, to participate in its primary. Tatish Anteta, a political scientist and director of the UMass poll, says that offers Haley a chance to appeal to voters who oppose or who have grown tired of the chaos surrounding Trump.
Among independents, I think Haley is fashioning herself as a more moderate option. So that's why I think she's in. And anything can happen between now and the summer when the Republican Party has to make a decision about who, in fact, is going to be the nominee.
As Haley fights a rear guard action, she's become increasingly blunt in her criticism of Trump. She calls him toxic and unhinged and a drag on the party's chances of winning in November, while accusing many Republicans of surrendering to him.
They know what a disaster he's been and will continue to be for our party. They're just too afraid to say it out loud. Well, I'm not afraid to say the hard truths out loud. I feel no need to kiss the ring.
The choice in the Massachusetts Republican primary, Trump or Haley, represents the divide in the state's own GOP. On one side are people like Tom Hodgson, who embrace Trump and everything he stands for.
He has a proven record from his first term in office. And we all know that our country is in dire straits with regards to everything from the economy to millions pouring in over our border. And the American people can see through this.
And on the other side, Republicans like Jennifer Nasur, who wants to pull the party she used to lead back from its allegiance to Trump.
We don't anoint kings. We don't have coronations here. And so why just say that Trump is the presumptive nominee? He's not.
But he's getting closer, even as some Massachusetts Republicans hope to slow his progress next week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.